You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The future of Boise's main library is still up in the air after citizen petitions asking for a vote on whether to vote for or against the library, city council meetings on a second voter question, and a lot of confusion. The Boise City Council will hold a public hearing on the proposed November special election on this project. The council will be meeting a week from Tuesday. So what is the city proposing? And can anyone testify at the public hearing? And what happens next? Well, we're going to ask all of these questions to Don Day of BoiseDev.com. Hi there.
Hi there. I am your Idaho Matters confusion correspondent.
Thank you so much. We need one, especially when it comes to this issue.
Yeah.
Okay. First off, give us a quick history of this issue, because there are many twists and turns.
So you remember the Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop song, "This is the Song That Will Never End"?
Yeah.
We'll sing it for your listeners because they'll have it stuck in their head all day. This is the story that will never end. And in fact, this really started in the early 2000s when city officials and library officials first started to say, you know what, we need to look at updating or redoing this downtown library.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are almost 20 years later, and we still have the same library with the exclamation point on it in downtown. And the next sort of step here is to decide what is going to happen. We're getting close, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The city council has been kind of tied in knots this year because a petition process went forward to put the library and also the separate stadium project on the ballot. Now, that petition language is probably flawed. It's got some things in there that make it kind of tough to pass constitutional muster. The city council tried to figure out how they honored the intent of the people, the more than 6,000 people who signed the petition, while also knowing that that would probably get struck down after an election. So what we're likely to see is two different votes on the library this November. The first will be the petition language, and that is the vote for a vote. This is a phrase.
That's going to be on the actual ballot.
It'll be on the ballot. So you're going to be able to say, yes, I think that we should, before a library is built, have a vote on it.
Okay.
Okay. That's going to be on there. There will also be a vote for a vote on the separate stadium project. Now, on the library, the city passed an ordinance fairly quickly in July that would say that any capital project more than, I think the threshold is $25 million, would also have the option of going to a public vote if a city council vote or citizens petitioned and asked for that. So we're going to have a public hearing next week to decide whether this should go on the ballot. If they say yes, which I think is a pretty highly likely move, you're going to have those two library votes on your November ballot along with municipal races this year.
Okay, so I am confused.
That's clear as mud. Right?
That is clear as mud.
Yeah.
So you have the language about should this go to a vote.
Yep.
And then you will have another one that is,
should the city spend money on a library?
Okay.
And because it's above this $25 million threshold that they've identified
mm-hmm.
for capital project, the voters would have a sort of straight up or down shot at this. It would, in effect, invalidate this whole vote for a vote thing, especially because there's constitutional questions around it. But it has to go on the ballot. It passed the petition language, or the number of signatures required.
Right.
Phil McGrain came to city council. He's the county clerk earlier this summer and basically said, well, you don't have a choice. You have to put it on the ballot. You can pass this straight into law if you want. But other than that, it goes on the ballot. Mm-hmm. The problem with passing it straight into law is they were worried that it had these technical problems that would have it struck down later. Mm-hmm. So they said, well, you know what? We'll go ahead and let it go on the ballot, but let's try and figure out another route.
Okay. So because of that, I mean, Here they had – the city had hired a well-known architecture firm. I mean, lots of money.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
Talking to a lot of people and trying to listen to people who are interested in this, I think that this is the – thing that this hangs on, right? The city has said they're going to keep this project to $85 million. This is still a pretty big number. However, they have now said, well, you know what? We're going to phase the theater that's part of the project. We're going to phase the Arts and History Center that's part of the project. They're not saying they won't do it. It means that they would build it later, which actually means that the actual cost of the project as they presented is well above $85 million. It's disingenuous to say this is an $85 million project anymore. what I think people get caught up on is the fact that the architecture contract on the project is $11 million, and that's baked. It's done. They've got the contract, and they're already working through and spending the money. Now, not all that money is going to an out-of-state architect. That's the thing that gets lost here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a partnership between the out-of-state architecture, Moshe Safdie, or Safdie, depending on who you ask, and local firm CSHQA. They've partnered up. That, I think, riled people up. They went, $11 million? Wow, that's a lot. And we've talked about that on the show.
We have. Well, but I also think that it was out of state. Because I wonder what the reaction would be if that money had all stayed with a local firm. Even though they've partnered, because you're right, we don't hear about that.
Or even if it was less. The Boise State Center for Fine Arts here on campus, that's going to open in the next couple of months. It's a very attractive building,
right?
Very dynamic. I don't remember the exact figure for the architecture services, but it was a lot lower, less than 11.
It was less than $11 million.
Yeah, and so people kind of go, well, what are we doing? Why are we spending this much money? And I think that's what really started to rile people up. Even the petitioners, the people who put this together, so we aren't against a library. One, I think that's the politically correct message to send. But also, I think it's true. They're just worried about the tax implications of this and the city spending all this cash. And they get frustrated by, hey, you know, this is just an $85 million project. Oh, well, now it's an $85 million project without this. And
plus,
now it's an $85 million project without that. And the city says, well, it's $85 million. It's just disingenuous.
Well, and then beyond that, as you said, go back to the point about this $11 million already being banked. Right. So that check has been written.
It hasn't been written. The dollars are paid out as the services are rendered. I asked, you know, could there be breach of contract if they pull it off? Nobody's been able to give me a really good answer if they were to cancel the contract. So I don't know where that goes.
Mm-hmm. Because wouldn't that go back to – so if this goes to the ballot in November,
yep,
and they say, no, you know what? Yeah. No, you can't spend more than $25 million on this project. What then happens?
That is the million dollar.
Right.
What
happens? The $11 million question.
Yeah, is what happens to that? And I don't know. I haven't reviewed the actual contract language. I asked that question and didn't really get a solid answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something they want to talk about here because they're hoping it'll go through. This feeds into a greater dynamic of these elections this fall in Boise just being dynamite. I know you're going to host a forum with the two mayoral candidates later this month, and that's going to be interesting. I'm sure the library will be a big topic. You're the moderator, so you would know.
We'll talk about
it. Yeah. So I think it's going to be really interesting, and I think we're going to see turnout that's a little higher than normal because people are paying attention, and when I run stories, they seem to do really good traction and traffic, which is an indicator to me that people really care. And they're worried about where the future of the city is. And these things all kind of swirl together. And we'll see. We'll see what happens next.
We're talking with Don Day with BoiseDev.com about a public hearing that's coming up next week about the future of the library. So as you had said, Don, so they're meeting next Tuesday.
Yep.
And this is what exactly,
okay,
again,
so
will they be doing?
Yeah, so let's talk about the mechanics for people who want to attend. On Tuesday, August 20th, the city council is going to hold two sessions. The first is a work session at 3:00. These are really typical. People don't really know about this. I go every week because this is where the sausage of government gets made, and you get a really early indication of what's happening. And so the city council and the mayor are going to hear about the project. They're going to see the current schematic design, what the environmental impact is. They're going to hear about parking, what public input has been had to date, and the project cost. Then at 6:00 that same day, there will be a public hearing. This is where voters, or really anybody, can come and show up. They'll get 3 minutes to make their comments to city council and say what they think, what should happen with the project. And that's going to be specifically on the special election. I think that's important to note. If you can't attend, which a lot of people can't, getting to a public meeting downtown is hard, you can email citycouncil@cityofboise.org by next Monday with your comments. So that gives you two ways to weigh in here. The city councilors will weigh it and decide, should we put this this project additionally a second time on the ballot this year?
And then, as you mentioned, this isn't just – there's not just implications of this going to a vote, to being on the ballot in November. We have some big races.
We do.
Coming up as well. Could there be kind of almost a domino effect? And what I mean by that is we're going to have a larger turnout. This mayoral race you know, they have differing opinions about this project. How does this all potentially play into that?
Well,
and I know that's a lot of speculation.
Yeah. So no, I'm comfortable getting into that. I think it's not a surprise that the council has long been strongly guided by the mayor. Many of the people who are on the council now were appointed by him, later ran for re-election, but have a pretty strong relationship. Not all of them. Lisa Sanchez ran against the mayor's favored candidate last time and won. Obviously, Lauren McClain has staked her ground. I don't think that's going to be the case this fall. The number of candidates for the seats is off the charts. I think we're into the double digits now for candidates. There are three seats. Two of them have no incumbent, the one currently held by Lauren McClain because she's running for mayor, and the one held by Scott Ludwig because he's not running again. Elaine Clegg, who's the senior member of the council in terms of time served, is running again, and nobody has really indicated if they're going to challenge her or not. But these two open council seats are going to have all these candidates, and they come from such diverse areas, the bench, the East End, Northwest Boise, so geographically, different points of view and approaches. So people are going to have some real choices, and that is a little unusual. I've said a couple times, Dave Frazier, who's a city watchdog who runs the Boise Guardian blog, I remember a couple of election cycles ago, him posting in like early October being like, is anybody going to run? Hello? Knock, knock, knock. Is anybody out there? What's up with, you know? That's not the case this time.
Not at all.
Hot, and it's going to be quite an election to watch.
And then when you put these initiatives on the ballot, because it's the library, sure. But it's also the stadium, and that's a whole other.
Yeah, and the stadium project, that's going to be that vote for a vote thing, and it has kind of the same questions of is this legal out there. But the stadium is interesting because it has people who are really passionate. They hope to see a soccer team here. They hope to maybe see a baseball team. And then other people are worried about, like, how are the public dollars being used? What's the plan?
Traffic. Growth, so many things.
It is quite a time in the City of Trees, and probably the most interesting politically since Mayor Coles left office in the early 2000s.
I would agree with that. I think that's very true. Thank you for coming in today and talking about this. It is confusing. Hopefully we've clarified a little bit for you. But of course, always check out BoiseDev.com for information on this. Don does such a great job at covering what is going on in the City of Trees. We've been talking with Don Day with BoiseDev.com about a public hearing on the future of the Boise Library. That public hearing will be next Tuesday, August 20th at 6 p.m. Up next, Boise is getting warmer. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.